See, good morning. It's a new year. Does that give you new hope for Jacksonville and the area?
Yes. Well, in a word, yes. It's going to be a great year here. It's going to be a great year all over. It's going to be especially a great year in Jacksonville. We got a lot of things coming together. I've been here about 5 months, and I'm starting to know my way around. I found my way into my office yesterday, so, you know, it's the things are looking up. But we are, you know, as I think I mentioned last time I was here, we have three ways that we increase jobs and investment in our community, and this is true anywhere that you have an economic development program. One is business recruitment, which is what most groups are famous for, business retention, and business creation, and we're working on all three of those fronts. One thing I might mention, I know a lot of people enjoyed the new expansion out at the Fitness World Center. Mm-hmm. That was, we had a hand in that through our Enterprise Zone. That's one of our incentives that we're able to offer businesses and investors. And that was part of the program and helped finance that. So we're excited about that and very proud and happy to see that happen. We're also, I'm out meeting with businesses. I think I've met many of the major businesses, and I want to meet everybody I can. And we're doing it on an ongoing basis. So if there's a business out there that hasn't met me yet, and they want to know what we do, and they want to know more about how we can help them, then all they have to do is call, give me a call or check on our website. And we'd be happy to come on out. We're also working, as you know, on the Tri-County Business Park. We are just a step away now from having that shovel, what they call shovel-ready designation, which is a big deal. We're going to be the only one in the state of Illinois that has been designated that way by Ameren. And I'm anticipating, I'm keeping my fingers crossed, because our annual meeting is next month, and I'm hoping we're going to be able to make the announcement there that we've achieved that designation. I've already got some local folks, and I've got some regional and even national site selectors that I'm already talking to, just very, you know, very informally about that site. But once we have that designation, that's a big deal. It says we're ready for business, we're ready to go. That's not the only site mm-hmm. in Jacksonville, not the only building, and not the only opportunity, but we think it's going to be a very visible one, because it's unique. It's rail served. It's something that you don't find in every community, and we have it.
And that's that strip of land, by the way, between the prison and Reynolds.
Correct? That's right. That's right. Not far from where we are right now.
Yeah, throw a rock over there.
That's right. Well, you could maybe. I don't think I could, but it's not too far. Then the other, I mentioned business creation. I'm meeting with a couple of entrepreneurs this afternoon. There is a growing entrepreneurial community in Jacksonville. I'm starting to see that. And one of the great things about it, I've worked with entrepreneurs before, one of the great things about it, good example is there's a group called, the company's called Smash Toast, mm-hmm. and they have a new product called the Puck, mm-hmm. and I think a lot of people are aware of it, but it's manufactured here in Jacksonville, and it's packaged and shipped through a couple of our local companies. And the fact that I was really impressed that we were able to put that together so quickly and make it work, because that really adds to the benefits for an entrepreneur locating or starting a business in the community. So if there are entrepreneurs out there who are looking to get a start and they need a place to get their first steps, we'd be happy to talk to them.
Back to the site with regards to Ameren, what makes that site special? I mean, you've talked about being shovel ready.
Yep.
What makes that so attractive to a business, or what could make it so attractive?
Well, the site itself is attractive, but what the shovel ready, they call it elite designation. What that means is most if not all of the uncertainty is gone. There's some pieces of property where, you know, you'll take a look at it and you might want to buy it, and maybe the price isn't configured yet, or they're not sure, well, we think we can have water there, there's a water line nearby, but we're not sure how much it's going to cost to hook it up, or there's a rail line right there, but we're not sure, you know, we haven't talked to the railroad. All of that stuff's going to be done. We're doing all that right now. So we'll be able to tell people, yes, it is next to the rail line, and here's what you need to do and what it will cost to get it hooked up. Yes, it is. It does have incentives available. We've just had it annexed, that property annexed into the city. We know what the zoning is now, because the county doesn't have zoning, so there's zoning that will be attractive to businesses there. So we've really reduced the uncertainty, we hope, to virtually zero.
That's great. Business retention, that's one of those things that, boy, let's go out and get a new business. Let's do this. Sometimes people forget, hey, you got to keep what you've got. And we know Jacksonville has suffered by not being able to keep what they've got in the past.
Oh, yeah, in every community. It's 80% of the growth in any community in business is out of businesses that are already located there. So, and there's just lots of opportunities. I mean, I was out at CCK Automations yesterday and got a tour out there and had a great meeting with, boy, you meet with J.J. Richardson, you'll be running the rest of the day. That was an example of a business that, you know, was here and just grew by leaps and bounds. And there's more of them like that. I think typically it's a matter of trying to help what we will do with them. Is help them find new opportunities and help them remove obstacles that might be in the way of their growth.
Yeah, and that's such a key part of it. What about storefronts that are open right now? And the biggest one that jumps in mind is the old Walmart building.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How hard is that to market?
Well, retail is a little more difficult than it has been. There's believe it or not, there's a glut of retail. Mm-hmm. Around the country, and part of it is the impact of the internet over many, many years. There's a number of factors that go into it. But typically when there's a large retail space, there are users out there. That's not our primary goal, but we do assist on that. I'm also the chair of economic restructuring for Jacksonville Main Street. Mm-hmm. So I'm working with the Main Street group and looking at some ways they can fill some of the spaces there. We certainly work closely with the city, and I know Kelly Hall's doing a great job in terms of helping to recruit and helping to bring in business and facilitate that. But I have a really long and broad experience with the International Council of Shopping Centers, and so I've got the names and the phone numbers for a lot of the retailers that you might want to attract, and we made a few inquiries at this point.
I appreciate your time. Thank you.
All right. Thanks for having me.
WLDS Jacksonville, it's 8 o'clock.